KFS 102.5 FM and radioaccess.org, Bismarck, Mandan's community radio station. My name is Josh Haugen, and this is a special edition of Park Talk. We're recording two episodes today. First is Bismarck, and then we'll jump into Mandan. So, like I said, Bismarck first, visiting today, a regular on the program at this point is Kevin Klipfel, the Facilities and Programs Director with Bismarck Parks. Thanks for coming, Kevin.
Thanks, Josh. Nice to be here.
So I think you've done it plenty of times. We can skip past making you explain what you do. If people want to learn more about what you do, they can go to your guys' website, bizparks.org, or listen to one of our previous episodes. So we'll jump right in. As we record this on July 16th, facilities have been open for a little while, most opened on May 1st. So can you kind of tell us what's going on at some of those facilities now that they have reopened and what programs are happening, specifically indoor?
Okay. Yeah, we, with the governor allowing facilities to be open, we've been started that on May 1st and continue to expand what we are offering. And we're just about back to completely back to normal. We still got a few protocols that we're following. Obviously, cleaning is the number one priority, trying to keep people healthy and safe, and then creating or encouraging the physical distancing aspect, even when they are around and in our facilities. But we opened our ice arenas. We have a scheduled activity with some of our major users, our hockey club, our figure skating club, and then some of our user groups, our adult hockey leagues, and some open skate times and things like that. So those facilities are up and operating for the public. Capital Racket and Fitness Center has got tennis and racquetball going on. We've got group exercise classes. The weight rooms are open. The gymnastics club has been back in their space and utilizing that along with the everyday users. Along the same lines, the BSC Aquatic and Wellness Center also opened up. We have we started with the weight and cardio room, and we had some open swim. Now the swim club is back in, utilizing that space, practicing in preparation really for their fall season. Unfortunately, they don't have any meets scheduled this summer. We have indoor swimming lessons going on, both group lessons and private lessons. We have water exercise classes and other group exercise classes. And then our cardio and strength area is all also open in that facility. Another one of our very busy facilities is the World War Memorial Building. We've got some youth programming going on in there, both basketball and volleyball. We've got open gym. We have a ping pong group that has some open times there, and you can always come in and join those folks to participate in that activity.
So indoor, like you said, there's some precautions that you guys are taking, the staff of Bismarck Parks and Rec, you're cleaning everything. But I think what will be an overarching theme when we discuss pandemic-related things happening, concerns within the park district, a lot of it falls on just some personal responsibility from the people who are using the facilities to make sure that you're keeping your distance from people and doing everything that you need to do to stay safe. You guys are doing what you can do, and we all appreciate that, but there's always some personal responsibility. Let's step outdoors now where things, I don't know if they get easier for everyone, but there's also things going on in things like your outdoor pools.
Correct. I think everybody feels a little more comfortable. It seems like outdoors, I think it's a little easier for folks to create that physical distance. They can still participate. I don't care if it's on a trail, at a tennis court, just a multitude of outdoor activities that people want to take advantage of. And it's a little bit easier when you're not confined by the four walls. But our outdoor pools are open. One of protocols that we are following is our capacity is at 75%. So we're limiting the capacity in those facilities again to try to create some of that physical distancing, but still allow some people to get into the pool and have some fun. And it's been an added. Everybody's very happy that we're open. We actually got our splash pad up on Valley Drive open after a construction project that was completed here in early July. And we've heard nothing but good things, and people are just happy that those facilities open. But going back to the outdoor pools again, we had kind of a slow start because we couldn't train our staff with everything being closed in April and even into May a little bit. Once we were able to open the BSC Aquatic and Wellness Center, we were able to get many people, staff people through lifeguard and swim lesson instructor training. And that, again, leads us into the outdoor pools that helped us to be able to provide the staff to get those facilities open. And once we get to the next level in North Dakota where we can get those facilities at 100% capacity, we're ready to go. Like I said, we're still in the process of working at a 75% capacity, but we do have our swim lesson program going. That first session had to be postponed because of the restrictions that we're under, but we've got things up and running, and we'll have another session here toward the end of July and into August, and then we're going to keep those pools open as late as we can this summer.
So I want to stay outdoors because it's a nature of living in North Dakota where, because you can't do as much outdoors in the winter, we pack as much as we can into our short summers and our spring and fall. And Bismarck has lost some big events like the McQuaid softball tournament. So what is still happening as far as sports complexes throughout the park district and some of those other outdoor activities and those team activities?
Yeah, you know, we have our youth soccer program that we have two locations at Cottonwood Complex and also up at Horizon. We have youth baseball going on, both our in-house program and Bismarck Youth Baseball. They actually have a state tournament coming up here in the next week or so. Our adult sand volleyball league is going on. We also have some high school leagues and some elementary middle school programs that are going on at those facilities. And then we talked a little bit about adult and youth softball. Those same programs are going on. Bismarck Youth Fast Pitch along with the adult men's women's program. And then as we get into the fall, we have a co-ed program that will also be on. Those local associations have hosted events. Fast Pitch has had a tournament. Like I said, Bismarck Youth Baseball will have a state tournament coming up, the 9-year-old state tournament. And then the adult men's and women's leagues have had some invitationals that people continue to participate in, and have been very thankful that they were provided some of those opportunities to be able to play at those facilities. I know some of the other outdoor activities, the Horseshoe Club, we have a nice horseshoe facility, the Wildwoods Horseshoe Facility that's down in Sertoma Park. They also have a state event that's coming up in late August, August 29th and 30th. So those outdoor activities continue to be popular. Campgrounds have been very busy. If you hear local and national news, camper sales are through the roof, and we see that with at General Sibley Park and also at Eagles Park. Those two facilities have been very busy this summer with camping in our facilities.
Yeah, you mentioned the camper sales. I know for a fact as well that boats and pontoons and wave runners, anything that is on the water and outdoors, it's there's not new stuff being made at a high rate, and they're selling at a high rate. So it's those things are selling. They're hard to find right now. I guess that's an easy way to put it. Let's move on to golf, which might have been the first sport to come back across the country, just because of the nature of playing golf. You're already spread apart, and there's minimal contact and minimal regular contact points as well. So across the courses in Bismarck, are things back to, I guess, as close to normal as they could possibly be?
Yeah, like I said, our golf courses have been open since the beginning. Our pro shops were not open. We have a contactless, we were able to allow people to register and pay for their golf online. When we had the driving range open, all people had to do was tell us they wanted some golf balls. Our staff did not let the customer touch it again to create or to eliminate some of those touch points. We brought the range balls out to them, dumped them out so that all they had to do was hit the balls, and then we clean things up and pick them up. And to your point, we had some guidelines in place. We expanded the tee times. We had people riding one to a cart. We still have those options, but we're really, we've gotten back to, like you said, as normal as I think it's going to be. Our tee times are back where they used to be on a 7 to 8 minute spread. We're riding, you know, two people in a golf cart when people feel comfortable. A lot of times it's a household unit or people that are already in close contact. And so those things are going well. We had some events that were postponed from the spring and early summer, and a lot of those events are rescheduling in the fall, August and September. So we're excited from that aspect that people are out golfing again. Golf has been very busy this year. Again, like you said, Josh, it's one of those activities that lends itself to the physical distancing. Even if there's four of you in a tee time, you can all spread out on that hole and create that physical distance and still have an enjoyable experience. We have our youth lessons going on. We still have our free junior golf. We have it at Riverwood, Pebble Creek, and Tom O'Leary on Tuesday or Thursday mornings, depending on the course. And then we added this a couple years ago. We have some twilight opportunities for junior golfers, again, to get out to golf for free at Riverwood on Fridays after 5, Tom O'Leary Saturdays, and Pebble Creek Sundays. And there's also some discounted rates for parents and stuff to go. So those are great opportunities for families to get out and enjoy the golf courses, a little bit quieter time, especially for those folks that maybe are just getting started with golf. They don't feel the pressure of somebody coming up behind them quite so quickly, and they can get out and enjoy themselves. We do have our men's and women's leagues that are going on at this time at the golf courses. So again, they're real busy places right now. We still continue to double clean our carts. We clean them when they come in and then wipe them down again before they go out. So just trying to keep everybody safe and healthy.
Yeah, the summer has flown by, but I know that I appreciate, I'm sure the rest of the community appreciates the Park District. The work that you guys do was maybe more important than it's ever been this year, just as people needed to be outside, needed to be doing something, and needed to be doing it safely. I know Bismarck Parks and Rec took a lot of steps to make sure that both indoor and outdoor facilities were safe for people to use. And so, like I said, I appreciate it. I'm sure the rest of the community does. And one more question, because like I just said, the summer flew by. So we're starting to look forward to fall and winter activities. What can people look forward to coming up in the next few months?
Well, the one thing I say is, you know, we always talk about once we get past the 4th of July, it feels like summer's over for us. But really, I think this is sometimes the nicest part of the year. We still have our half a month of our July celebration going on. So we've got a free movie in the park out at McDowell Dam on Friday night. If you check out our calendar on our new and improved website that just was rolled out yesterday, there's still 2 weeks of activities. A lot of them are free, whether it's camping down at Sibley Park. We have some events at our community orchard down at Clem Kelly Complex. We have a pool party at Elks Pool. And then we have some free days at like the swimming pools out at McDowell Dam, at General Sibley Park for campground, and a geocaching event, and also some roller skating events. Excuse me. But, you know, there's a lot of free activities, a lot of things that people can do, try out, see if it's something they like. I encourage people to get out and use the dog park, you know, check out our boat ramps, get out fishing. Our disc golf courses, again, at Lions Park and also out of General Sibley Park, kind of some hidden treasures. And once people get a little taste of that activity, it really becomes a passion with them. You know, we have horseshoe pits across town by a lot of shelters, along with the complex down at Sertoma Park. We talked about junior golf a little bit. Again, McDowell Dam, we talked about there's some free recreation and some boat rentals or recreational vehicle rentals out there on Tuesday. But if you haven't been out to McDowell Dam either in a while or ever, it's kind of a hidden gem east of town, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful facility. That there's shelters out there, there's a beach, and it's just a really nice place to get out and enjoy some things. Like I said, I touched on the movie a little bit that's happening this Friday out at McDowell Dam. That'd be a great opportunity to folks get out there a little early, check out McDowell Dam, and then settle in and watch Free Willy on Friday night with their family. So the Arboretum, the Rotary Club Arboretum that's in the corner of Tom O'Leary Golf Course. I also like to, again, it's a great little hidden gem in the middle of town that most people don't know that's there. Those of you that have been there, or if you've ever walked the trail through that Arboretum, it's just a wonderful little nature hike in the middle of our community that I encourage people to get out and take advantage of. And then, like you said, you know, coming into fall, you know, we'll be keeping the golf courses and the pools open as long as we can. Pools will close down in probably right before school starts, about within the last week. Golf courses open through the end of October, and if we have a really nice November, you never know, maybe we can be golfing in November. But then we'll get geared up for adult and youth programs and basketball and volleyball. We'll continue to have swim lesson sessions coming in our indoor facilities. And then, like I said, you know, test out or try out one of our free activities, you know, try something that's different and see if it's something that you may be interested in.
We've covered a lot just in these few minutes that we've been talking here. So if people want to find out more, you already mentioned it, they can go to your website, bizparks.org, and find everything there. It is very easy to use. I was just scrolling through it right now as you were talking, and it looks great. The new layout looks great, and like I said, very intuitive and easy to use. So thanks for pointing that out. Kevin, that's all the questions I have. Do you have anything else to add before we close today?
No, I just, like I said, again, encourage people to get out and enjoy our facilities, especially our outdoor ones in this kind of this crazy time that we've been dealing with. Take care of yourself, both physically and mentally, and have a good time. I appreciate you inviting me, Josh, and look forward to speaking with you again sometime.
Kevin Klipfel, Facilities and Programs Director for Bismarck Parks and Rec, was my guest today on this first half of a special edition of Park Talk. So now we'll jump over to Mandan, and joining me from the Mandan Park District is Dustin Fleck, the Parks Manager. Thanks for coming, Dustin.
Thanks for having me.
So we're going to dive right in. Can you walk me through the process of setup and takedown for events at Centennial Park, Dakota Centennial Park, and how many events are hosted there every year? Because I feel like every time I go by Dakota Centennial, there's something happening.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the facility there encompasses soccer fields, community garden, racetrack, a horse and saddle arena, the campgrounds. So there's a lot of different events, events that are scheduled and hosted at the racetrack. There's 20 plus events a year, ranging from races to stock car races to monster trucks, power poles. But the biggest one that make a conversion is for the Mandan 4th of July Rodeo. What we got to do for the 4th of July Rodeo is after a race on a Friday night towards the mid to end of June, we come in that Monday along with the city, and they bring machinery in and take down the track to level ground. And then my crew comes in and we set up a complete rodeo arena, and they host the rodeo in Mandan. And after the rodeo is over, we come in, we tear down the rodeo arena, and then they put the track back to get back to racing. The whole process of tearing a track down, setting up a rodeo, having a rodeo, tearing the rodeo grounds back down, and resetting up the track for racing is about a 2 week event.
So let's talk about the rodeo for a second, because I understand there was a little bit of a concern with the surface going into the rodeo because of weather that we've had, but it ended up being one of the best surfaces that we've seen in a while.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we set it up. You know, we had a heck of a dry spell there in June. And then right before the 4th of July, it started raining. And they ran one night of slack with the ground that was very moist. And over a process of 12 hours, the ground really started absorbing a lot more moisture where it became unsafe. So, you know, kudos to the rodeo committee for making the call that, you know, they've got to change it up. So they actually came in and scraped all that wet dirt out and scraped it out and piled it up. And they hauled in 80 plus loads of dry, sand, dirt mix, which made a great ground for a rodeo.
Yeah, it ended up being a great event. I'm happy that that was able to still happen. I know it's a big event for Mandan and the park, so I was happy to still see that go on and be well attended. Let's shift over to Kautzman Park because there's some activity happening there. What's going on?
Absolutely. That's a complete redesign, facelift on that park, and it's a kind of something unique that we've probably never done. We had input meetings at one of the local schools. This started back in 2019. Input meetings at the local schools had a design, or Catamaras Lee and Jackson gathered a bunch of input from the input meetings, came back with some designs. We assigned three citizens to a committee, and they helped shape the amenities for the new park. So then we kicked it off this spring, kicked construction off this spring. My crew went in, tore everything out, the existing tennis court, playgrounds. Then we had a contractor come in and reshape the dirt and the topsoil there. And then another contractor came in and assembled the playground. And right now we've got a contractor in there doing the curbing and sidewalks and the new tennis court / basketball court. It'll be one surface, but two different courts. And then we'll have sidewalks leading to everything there, including a couple shelters. Those will will stay there and then just get repainted. And then we also added a sledding hill at that park.
Yeah, I know when we talked to Director Cole Higlin, he said that this would be kind of a slower year for construction, certainly nothing to the level of the Starion complex or anything like that, but that doesn't mean you guys are sitting with idle hands. This is still a good project that's being done, and I'm sure Kautzman Park is going to be well utilized once everything is finished.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's the playground in there was pushing 20 plus years old. I can't tell you what the tennis court, you know, the age of that. You know, we had been over the past 10 years, we had been removing playground equipment that was not safe, not compliant anymore, but not putting anything back into the park. So this was a great opportunity provided for us by the park commissioners here in Mandan to go and give that piece of property a whole new facelift. So it worked out great. And, you know, along with that, we also redid the playground at KC Park in Mandan. So, yeah, we've been quite busy this spring. And through the summer.
Absolutely. So there are shelters at quite a few parks in Mandan. How can people go about renting those shelters, and what are the standards for that?
Sure. So in Mandan here, we have what we call our neighborhood parks and our destination parks. The two destination parks that we have in Mandan are the Eagles Park and the Legion Park. And those two destination parks, we have at each of them a multi-purpose facility where it's indoor and outdoor shelter along with bathroom facilities. And then each one has has three outdoor shelters that can be rented also for an event. The easiest way is to go on to mandanparks.com. And do a shelter reservation, or you could call our direct line, and there's a prompt for shelter reservations, and someone can take care of it for you there too.
So something that I have often used in Mandan, I appreciate, are some of the trails, whether it's walking or biking, and specifically mountain biking. So tell me a little bit about the mountain bike trails.
So our up at Sunset Park, which is the northwest part of town off of the end of Division Street, is Sunset Park, which has a mountain bike course along with a frisbee golf or disc golf course. And the mountain bike course kind of intertwines in through the disc golf course. People park down at the bottom in the parking lot of the Brave Center, work their way up, and both courses are actually marked through Sunset Park. And it's a great way to get back and get away from everything. It's pretty rugged back there, and you know, you can take as much adventure as you want. But then also part of the input meetings for the Kautzman Park, if we go back to Kautzman Park, was to incorporate a starter mountain bike course through this park. So after we have the grass established back in this park, hopefully next year or the year after, we want to go in and work with some of the local mountain bikers or groups and designate a beginner's mountain bike course through the Kautzman Park.
Yeah, that'll be great. Something for people who aren't quite as experienced. It might seem scary to get into at first, but once with that beginner level, it'll be easier for people to just kind of pick up mountain biking, and it's a fun activity for people to do. Something that I also used, I used to live in an apartment in Mandan and I had a dog. And so the dog park was a huge amenity for me. It's a great area to take a dog and just run with them, let them loose for a little while. So what amenities can people find at the dog park in Mandan?
Yeah, so the dog park in Mandan is just south of the Heart River on 1806. What we have there is a green space along with a hillside. And then on top of the hill back to the west is a, I would say, obstacle course. You can run your dog through an obstacle course. There's culverts. There is things to go under, over, around, along with some natural tree logs laying up there that your dog can climb on. Normal years, we would have a drinking fountain for humans and for dogs. This year with the COVID, we've had to shut down all our drinking fountains through the park system just for safety concerns. But we do provide, you know, drinking fountain on a normal year. There is a caged sally port when you first enter the dog park, so you to aid in leashing or unleashing your dogs. And then also we provide the dog bags, and the public is very, very good about cleaning up after themselves.
Yeah, you transition well into the next question there when you mentioned the water fountains. It's obviously something we're still dealing with. We're still in a pandemic, so it's still something that people need to keep on their minds when they're out and about. Although the outdoors and the great parks provided by Mandan Parks makes it a lot easier to maintain some of those guidelines. But what are some things that people can do, what's being offered, while still following those guidelines?
You know, we really haven't restricted a whole lot as far as in the parks for playgrounds, horseshoes, anything like that. You know, we've set out guidelines, you know, don't use the facilities if you're not feeling well. You know, follow CDC guidelines on hygiene prior to visiting parks and trails. We did have limited use of some facilities, restrooms and stuff. We have since opened them up. We're more diligent about cleaning, sanitizing touch points. We have, you know, restricted the use of water fountains just because of the shared use. You know, we ask people to observe distance on the walking trail, the playgrounds, and then also, you know, it's up to the general public also to be, you know, sanitize when you're done. You know, be conscious of where you're at and the people you're around.
Yeah, I mentioned it with Kevin Klipfeld just before when I was talking to him. You at Mandan Parks provide great facilities for people to go and use, but it's up to the citizens to just practice to have some personal responsibility when they go out to these spaces, and just being considerate of other people. It's important. You know, you can't control people, so it's up to people to control themselves, I guess.
Absolutely. You know, our facilities are come and go as you please for the most part, open to public. You know, so you do have to leave it up to a lot of public responsibility.
Exactly. Well, Dustin, that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you want to get out about the parks in Mandan?
No, just get outside and enjoy yourself. Everything's open. Just, you know, follow CDC guidelines and, you know, observe where you're at.
Great. Dustin Fleck, Parks Manager for the Mandan Park District. I appreciate you taking the time and coming on Park Talk today.
Sounds good. Thank you, sir.
This has been Park Talk on Radio Access, 102.5 FM and radioaccess.org, Bismarck Mandan's community radio station. My name is Josh Haugen. You can hear Park Talk every Monday at noon on 102.5 FM or streaming online at radioaccess.org. There's also podcasts at radioaccess.org. If you'd like more information on any of the parks in Mandan that we talked with Dustin Fleck about today, you can go to their website, mandanparks.com, and find information on all of their activities and facilities there. Thank you for listening to this special edition of Park Talk.